Hey everyone, welcome back as we continue this study of briefly looking at each of the books of the Bible. Last week we talked about the book of Exodus. We saw how the Israelites left Egypt and how God had chosen Moses to carry them out. And of course this week we're going to start looking at the book of Leviticus. For me personally, Leviticus has never really been a book that I have wanted to sit down and study. And I think there's a fairly decent reason for that. When we look at the book of Leviticus, it is one that in painstaking detail, God tells the Israelites exactly what he wants from them. Exactly how he wants them to follow his rules and exactly how he wants them to follow the laws that he has made. And because of that, it is very monotonous. God goes through and he says, this is exactly what I want to be done. And it has to look exactly like this. These are the things that the priest should wear. This is how the sacrifice should be carried out. So in this, I've never really desired to read it and desired to sit down and study it. But because of that exact reason, I believe this is a very important book for the Christian to study. It is a very important book for us to have an understanding of and for us to look at least to a certain extent. Because as we go through and as we look at the book of Leviticus, it is a book of holiness. Now, I want us to remember where we just came from in the book of Exodus. God had sent Moses, even though Moses didn't really want to the Israelites in Egypt. And they had left the land of Egypt, and Moses had gone and told the Pharaoh, let my people go, and eventually they made their way out of Egypt. Now, for the last however many years, the Israelites had been there, and they had kind of been learning from and taking on some of the things that the Egyptians did. And as he looks at the Egyptians, and as God goes in here, he is teaching the Israelites a new way to live. We remember at the end of the book of Exodus, God went in, and he started teaching them some laws. He started giving them some commandments, and the book of Leviticus is kind of a continuation of this. I think the best word that I can use to explain the book of Leviticus is holiness. In it, God says in Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 through 45, he says, for I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. You shall not defile yourselves with any swarming thing that crawls on the ground, for I am the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 7 says a similar thing. It says, consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. The idea and the main part of the book of Leviticus is you be holy because God is holy. And then throughout the book, God teaches them exactly how to be holy. There in Leviticus chapter 11 that we just read, notice the context of what's going on. God goes in, he says, hey, you don't defile yourselves. Don't go about and eat any of the things that swarm or that crawl on the ground. That's not what is supposed to be your diet. You are supposed to be different. When we look at the Israelites, when we look at the Egyptians, they were people that had a lot of strange customs. They had a lot of strange things that they did. And some of the Israelites started to adopt those things. What God is teaching them is you are different. The definition for holiness, or the idea that we get from holiness, is you are set apart from. You are someone who is different than all the rest. God goes through and he teaches the Israelites how to be different. Why do they have to be different? Well, because they are God's people. The book of Leviticus is a book of holiness. It uses the word holy or holiness more times than any other book in the Bible by a significant margin. Throughout 78 verses, the word holy or holiness is used 92 separate times. That gives us the idea of what this book is about. God goes in and he tells them, the priests have to dress this way. Why? Because they are holy, because they are different. You need to eat these things. Why? Because you are different. You are holy. The whole idea of this book is setting Israel apart from the rest. Why? Because they were a specific people chosen by God. I think the most important thing for us to learn is that exactly right there. Leviticus teaches us how to be holy. But of course, there's other things that are important for us to learn and other reasons that there are for us to study this book. I think the book of Leviticus is something that is important to study. If you look at apologetics or if you look at studying on how to prove that God exists, because as God goes through and gives laws and gives commandments to his people, he talks to them about sickness and he talks to them about illness and the things that they are supposed to do if they are sick, the things that they are supposed to do if they are come down with some sort of disease. And this is long before the Israelites ever or the people ever learned through science the things that were supposed to be done with illness or where disease and sickness came from. Yet nonetheless, God told them perfectly how to avoid it and how to cure or take care of some of these things. It's also a book that gives us the importance of blood. Throughout this book, God tells of the sacrifices that the Israelites are supposed to do. For the sin offering, there is a certain sacrifice that they were supposed to make. There were all of these different sacrifices, but what the Israelites learned is that there was a consequence for sin, and it had to be paid for with blood. The Israelites learned very quickly was that blood was what gave the atonement for sin. In the book of Leviticus, there is a lot of foreshadowing for the things that are going to come with the sacrifice that Christ makes in the New Testament. I think the most important thing for us to learn, and the reason why we should study the book of Leviticus, is of course to learn more about God, to learn more about his overall plan and the way that the book of Leviticus sets up the things that are going to happen in the New Testament. But most of all, I think it teaches us how to be holy, how to be set apart as God's people, because as Christians today, God does desire us to be different. He desires us to be different than the world that we live in. While the world around us is sinful, we are supposed to be sinless. While the world around us is searching for purpose, we find our purpose in God. We are holy because we are different. I want to leave us with one final passage. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 2. It's very similar to the verses that we read earlier. But it's God telling Moses, and he says, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" As we move into the New Testament, Peter actually quotes this. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16, he says the same thing. He says, "Since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Brethren, this gives us the reason why we're supposed to be holy. As Christians, we're supposed to be different than everyone else, and the reason that we should is because the God we serve is different. When we look to this world, we see things that are corruptible. We see things that are fading away, things that are just temporary in this world, but we serve a God that is eternal. When we look around all the time, we see lies that are told from all sorts of different people, even people that we think we should be able to trust. But when we look to God, we see one who is perfectly honest, one that never lies, one that when he says something, he follows through with the things that he has said. The God that we serve is holy. He's different than the things that we see and the things that we understand in this world. So for that reason, because we serve that holy God, we are supposed to be different. We're not supposed to be living in the sins of the world, but rather we are supposed to be living in the grace and in the knowledge of God. I hope this is something that has helped us out. I hope it's something that helps us to understand the book of Leviticus, gives us a desire or a reason to go in and to study that book a little bit, to get an understanding of the holiness that God has offered to us as his people and that he desires from us. So next week, of course, we'll move on to the book of Deuteronomy, and hopefully you can join us as we go into that. But thank you all very much. Lord willing, you'll be able to listen next week. Thanks for watching.